弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我不知道你们有没有遇过这样的人。
Have you ever met this person?
他们说自己是信耶稣的。
Claim to be Christian,
但平常生活的表现却一点都不像是基督徒。
But does not act like one.
我父亲年轻的时候之所以拒绝听福音，甚至鄙视基督教信仰，一大原因就是看到一些自称是基督徒的人在生活上有名无实。
When my dad was young, he rejected Christianity because he saw so many Christians that are hypocrites.
我们自己是有名有实的吗？
Are we also a hypocrite?
我们主日能够来教会参加崇拜当然很好。
So we come to worship on Sundays.
但是在一个星期的其他六天当中，这个信仰是否实实在在的反映在我们每天的生活里面？
But for the other six days in the week, do we also reflect the gospel in our lives?
会不会我们在教会里面表现出的是一套？
Do we act like one at church?
但是一旦出了教会，在学校，在实验室，在工作的场合，在家中，表现出来的又是另外一套。
But act like another in, outside of church, in school, in labs, in workplace, or at home.
虽然我自己信主的时间不长，还不满三十年。
I've only believed God for less than 30 years.
但我在这几十年当中看到一个很清楚的现象。
But I have seen a very clear thing.
就是福音的大能是在那些真正相信福音的人的身上彰显出来的。
And that is the power of the gospel can truly be expressed to the, on those who believe it.
讲得更清楚一点，如果一个人真心相信福音，照着圣经的教导去做，福音的大能就会在他的身上越来越清楚地彰显。
In fact, when a person truly believes the gospel and does what it teaches,The power of the gospel will be expressed in him more and more.
反过来说，如果一个人并不是真心的相信福音，就算五年、十年、几十年过去，在他身上也难以看到福音所带来的改变。
But if somebody does not believe fully in the gospel, 10 years will not be enough to make a change in him.
在我们伊萨克教会信主受洗人都知道，我们一再强调那最根本。也最浅显的道理。
In our church, we are very aware of that basic knowledge.
就是既然要信耶稣，就要信得清楚，信得认真。
That is, if we want to believe in God, we need to believe it fully with our heart and our work.
你从一开始就要选择以单纯的信心来跑天路，而且要有一生一直跑到底的心智。
We must have the simple faith to follow God and to have this commitment for the rest of our life.
当然，这绝对不是说我们做学生的一信主我们就不读书了，我们工作的也就不好好工作了。
It does not mean that students should not stop studying and the people should stop working.
我不敢讲得太绝对，但是那样子的想法往往是人出于血气的一时冲动。并不是来自主的。
Because this kind of thinking is from the flesh and not from God.
主所期望我们有的信心是肯听从主，肯顺从主。
The kind of faith that God wants to have is a one of obedience.
在一切主呼召我们去做的事情上，都认真负责地去做。
That we can be fully responsible for every calling God has for us.
那其中一个很重要的层面，是我们愿意诚实地面对自己的过半和缺点。肯去对付他。
And one important ingredient of this is that we should face our own iniquity and drawbacks very seriously.
在今年上半年，我为中文堂的主日信息定下的总主题是信福音者的生活。
For the first half of the year, this year, I have titled the theme, the sermon themes as Life of Genuine Believers of the Gospel.
目标是希望透过我们彼此的劝勉，让教会的每一个人都能够认认真真的相信耶稣基督的福音。
The goal is that we can truly become a full believer of Jesus Christ's gospel by holding one another accountable.
在我们平常的生活当中，实实在在的活出我们所信的福音。
So that we can truly live out the gospel in our lives.
好让我们也能够更多更深的亲身经历福音改变人生命的大能。
So that we can fully experience the life-changing power of gospel.
所以在这几个月里面，我用的主要的经文将会是罗马书十二章到十五章。
So for the months to come, the verses I have chosen are Romans chapter 12 to chapter 15.
罗马书用最简单的分段来说，一到十一章是讲福音是什么，为什么要信福音。
In simple terms, chapter 1 to 11 talks about the gospel. Why should we believe in the gospel?
而十二章到十五章讲的是信福音者的生活。
And chapter 12 to 15 says the kind of life one should lead in the gospel.
所以头十一章是神学教育的基础，十二章之后是实际生活的应用。
So the first 11 chapters.Theoretical foundation, and the chapter 12 is for living applications.
今天我先用一章的一到十一节来做这一系列信息的开头，一月二十七号开始才正式进入罗马书十二到十五章。
Today I will start with chapter 1 verses 1 to 17. Starting from January 27th, I will begin with chapters 12 to 15.
好，罗马书一章一到十七节是这封信的开场白。
The beginning of Romans chapter 1 verse
117. It's an introduction of this book.
It's an introduction of this book.
那保罗照着当时代的人写信常用的格式，先交代写信的人是谁啊，写信的对象是谁。
According to the tradition that time, Romans, Apostle Paul wrote who the author is and who the audience is.
然后在一点点简单的问安之后，他就接着简单说明写信的目的。
After a greeting, he began to write the purpose of the letter.
那值得注意的是，在这十七节当中，最关键而且出现多次的一个字就是福音。
In the first 17 verses, the most central and frequent word is.Gospel.
他在第一节就说他是受神差派传福音的人。
In verse 1, he is sent by God to preach the gospel.
十五节他说，虽然他没有机会去罗马，却想尽他的力量把福音也传给在罗马的人。
Verse 15 says, even though he'd not been to Rome, he really wanted to preach the gospel in Rome.
然后在16、17节他讲出了整卷罗马书最中心的主题。
And in verses 16 and 17, he spoke out the central theme of Romans.
这两节非常值得背下来。
We should all memorize these verses.
让我们同声用中文或者英文来读一遍这两节。
Let us read these verses out loud, either in English or Chinese.
就16节、17节。
Verses 16 and 17.
请我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，
这福音
本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是在于信，乃至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。好，为什么保罗会在短短的十七节里面一再提到福音呢？
Why did Paul mention the gospel seven times in 17 verses?
当然，这是因为福音是他这封书信最主要谈的重点。
It's because it is the theme of his letter.
而且更是因为福音实实在在是他自己整个人生的中心。
It's also the center of his entire life.
其实这也应该是我们每一位基督徒人生的中心。
As it should be for every Christian.
所以今天早上我想从三方面带大家一同来思想福音与我们基督徒日常生活的关系。
So I'm going to approach the relationship between the gospel and our daily lives by three aspects.
好，第一重要的是我们要清楚福音的内容，知道福音是什么。
The first is that we should know what the substance of gospel is.
很多人都知道福音直翻的话就是好消息。
Literally, gospel means the good news.
但是什么好消息？
But what good news?
别人问你信的是什么，你知不知道如何回答？
When somebody asks you about it, do you know how to answer them?
第一节保罗说他是被呼召传福音的人。
Verse 1 Paul said that he is called to preach the gospel.
仔细看看在接下来的经文里面他有没有进一步解释福音是什么。
In the next few verses, did he further explain what it means for, to be a gospel?
大家最好是打开 手中的圣经来看圣经。
I encourage you to open up your Bible.
好，福音到底是什么？
Okay, what is the gospel.
我不要大家只是啊看着圣经字句这样子看看念过去就忘了。
I don't want you to just read it and forget it.
请你用心的看这些经文，然后回答我提出的一个一个的问题。
Let's pay special attention to peruse the verses and please answer my questions.
好，第一个问题，福音的起源是谁
？The first question.Who is the origin of the gospel?
福音是从谁来的，或者是谁给的？
From whom does it come from?
是神。
It's God.
请注意，这不是人创立出来的宗教。
It's not a religion created by man.
不是哪位东方或西方的大哲学家悟出来的人生哲理。
It's not some kind of ancient East or West wise person who came up with this idea.
不是孔子孟子教导的伦理道德。
It's not some kind of Confucius moral teaching.
这是神的福音。
It's from God.
这福音是从神而来。
It's from God.
神采取主动。
It's a proactive from God.
是神所选择，神为我们预备的方法。
It's a proactive methodology from God to us.
好，第二个问题。
Second question.
为福音做见证的是什么？
What is the attestation to the gospel?
圣经。
The Bible.
是神从前借着众先知在圣经上所应许的。
It was by the prophets. It was promised.
好，第三个问题。
The third question.
福音主要的内容是什么？关于谁？
What is the substance of the gospel? What's it about?
耶稣基督。
It's about Jesus Christ.
那么关于耶稣基督什么呢？
What about Jesus Christ?
第三节讲的是他肉身的身份。
The third of verse talked about his body in flesh, in the flesh.
照先知的预言，他身为大卫的子孙。
From the prophets, he is a descendant of David.
第四节讲的是他属灵的本质，他是神的儿子。
The fourth verse mentions his spiritual state. He is the son of God.
或者换一个角度来说，福音的主要内容是关于两件耶稣基督非常重要非常独特的事。
So there are two essential ingredients of the gospel about Jesus Christ.
一个是关于他的诞生，他道成肉身。
The first is about his birth, that the word became flesh.
一个是关于他的死，他在十字架上被钉死，然后从死里复活。
The second is about his death and resurrection.
好，第四个问题。
The fourth question.
福音是给谁的，范围多广？
What is the scope of the gospel and to whom was it given?
万国
to all nations,
不只给犹太人
not just to the Jews,
不只给西方人
the Western people,
更不只给我们这些人口众多的华人
or just the Chinese,
是给万国
but to all nations.
第五个问题
the fifth question,
福音传给万国的目的是什么
what's the purpose of the gospel?
叫人为他的名信服真道
for the obedience that comes from the faith for his name's sake.
这包括两部分，第一个是人的顺服，要相信服从圣经的教导。
So that there are two parts. The first is the obedience of people to teach the teachings, to obey the teachings.
好，第二个是为他的名。
The second is for his name's sake.
是我们让主耶稣因为我们活出的生命见证，他的名被高举，得到荣耀。
So that by Jesus, the life we live out can be a good testimony to the gospel.
好，现在来个小考。
Okay, let's just have a quick quiz.
请你跟你左右的人对一对，看你们答的答案是什么。来来考一考，考考。
Let's match your answers with the people next to you.
好
OK
得100分的请举手
Who got all right all answers right
好我们刚刚讲的是第一大部分要清楚福音的内容知道我们信的是什么
OK so we just saw the first important part about what the gospel is about
好第二大部分是我们要活出我们相信的福音
But the second part is for us to live for what we believe.
很多人以为信耶稣只是头脑上认同关于耶稣的信仰教义。
Many think that being a Christian means to agree with the Bible and to agree with its teachings.
以为听了一套道理之后觉得可以 接受点点头那就算是信耶稣了。
That if you can agree and nod your head in a Sunday sermon, then you are a Christian.
那样的观念大有偏差，绝对不是圣经的教导。
This thought is totally not based on the Bible.
信耶稣是我们透过信心让耶稣在我们每天的生活当中做我们的主。
Believing in Christ means that by faith we need to live out Christ in our life every day.
圣经讲的信心不是静态的，而是动态的，是我们要活出来的。
This kind of faith is not static but dynamic, something that we live out.
一个人如果真心相信耶稣，福音一定会对他人生的态度、优先秩序，甚至方向、目标都产生越来越大的影响。
For somebody who truly believes in Jesus, the gospel will make him a full change in his attitude, priority, or even life goals.
十六节说，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
Verse 16 says, "It is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes."
神赐给我们福音最直接的目的就是要拯救我们。
The primary purpose of salvation is to save us.
为什么我们需要被拯救呢？
But why do we need to be saved?
从什么样的处境当中被拯救出来呢？
From what should we be saved?
简单来说，是从一个与神隔绝的光景当中被拯救出来。
We, simply speaking, we should be saved from the state of being separated by God.
怎么了解什么叫与神隔绝？
What does it mean to be separated from God?
想看看在我们没有信主之前，别人向我们传福音，要我们相信有神，我们的态度是什么？
Before we believed in God, when people preached the gospel to us, what was our response?
我们可能说，哎呀，我不相信。
Maybe we said, I don't believe in God.
我不知道到底有没有神。
I don't even know whether he exists.
甚至我也不在乎。
And I don't even care.
那别人对我们说，神爱你。
And they say that God loves you.
我们说不相信。
I say, I don't believe it.
感觉不到。
I don't even feel it.
我们还提出一大堆的问题来否定神爱我们的可能性。
And I even give out so many things to refute God's existence.
这些都反映出我们原先是处在与神隔绝的光景当中。
All of these really reflected the fact that we were separated from God.
其实不是神不爱我们。
It's not that God didn't love us.
而是我们受了一个无形势力的影响，一直把神排除在我们的心门之外。
But by an invisible force which actually putting God outside of our hearts.
这个无形势力的影响靠着我们人自己无从胜过。
By ourselves we can never overcome this invisible force.
我们自己很难从中脱离出来。
We can't escape from it.
而福音是神采取主动来拯救我们。
But gospel is God's proactive action to save us from it.
救我们脱离黑暗的权势，带我们进入他光明的国度。
To save us from the dark forces to enter the kingdom of light.
所以福音最根本的性质是拯救。
So the true nature of gospel is salvation.
是把人带回到与神有和谐关系的恩典当中。
To bring people back to God's harmony and grace.
既然如此，
If so,
真正相信福音的人会活出的最基本生活见证就是珍惜这个蒙拯救的恩典。
Somebody who truly believes in the gospel will live out a living testimony that this person will cherish the gospel.
会爱慕主，会想要更多享受主的爱。
To have this desire to enjoy and love God.
所以我们可以用一个方法来检验自己是否真正的信主。
So there's a way to test ourselves whether we truly believe God.
你心里面有没有一个对主的爱慕？
Do you desire God?
你是否感受到蒙主拯救，活在主的爱中，是一个让你觉得感恩，觉得蒙福的一件事。
Do you feel that living in God's salvation and His love is something that you cherish and really desire? Thank you.
All right. 如果没有的话，问题出在哪里？
If not, what's the problem?
是否你还未真正明白福音？
Maybe you still haven't fully believed the gospel.
是否你还未真正相信福音？
Maybe you haven't fully understood the gospel.
当然有些事情不是很快就会显明出来的。
Of course, many things take time.
只是一个人如果真心相信福音，福音的大能一定会越来越清楚地彰显在他身上。
But one thing is for sure, if somebody truly believes in the gospel, the power of the gospel will gradually express in him.
我记得我来一百个教会服事之前，主借的一篇文章提醒我一件事。
Before I came into this church, God let me read an article to remind me one thing.
就是不要只看重教会每年有多少人受洗。
That I should not just look at how many people got baptized every year.
要看重这些人五年、十年之后属灵的光景如何。
But to focus instead on their spiritual status 5 or 10 years after they got baptized.
当然我们这间大学生教会绝大多数人只待个几年就搬走了。
Of course, this is a college town and many people will move away 1 or 2 years.
不过我每一次到比较远的外地去，多半会尽可能安排时间探望一些以前在我们这里聚会过的老会友。
But whenever I travel, I usually take the time to visit the alumni from our church to visit them,
就来了解他们的近况，也给他们一些鼓励，
to understand their current status and to encourage them.
所以在过去一个月里面，我和我太太到大陆教课，到台湾度假的时候，我们也是这样安排。
Last month, Jenny and I went to China to teach in Taiwan for vacation. We did the same thing as well.
在大陆的两个不同的省份，在台湾四个不同的城市，我们总共安排了七次时间跟 EPP 的校友们碰面。
In 2 provinces in China and 4 different cities in Taiwan, we visited 7 different alumni.
Different groups,
yeah. 7 different groups of alumni.
那这些校友里面有很多是十多年前的慕道朋友。
So many alumni, they weren't believers, when they were here.
那很多位是我们在我们教会信主受洗的。
Many of them were baptized in this church.
在这张照片里面有超过十位博士。
In this picture, there are more than 10 PhD graduates.
很多现在都是大学教授。
Many of them are professors now.
其中还有两对是在我们教会里认识后来结婚的。
And actually, 2 couples here were met each other and were married in our church.
当我们听他们一个一个分享近况的时候，真是感受到福音的大能的确在这些年当中持续不断的在更新改变他们的生命。
When I heard of their recent testimony, I really appreciate the kind of life that God has used in their recent years to change them and to improve their spiritual status.
他们不只是真心信了耶稣，而且珍惜福音的宝贵，他们乐意侍奉主，愿意更多献上自己为主而活。
They believed Jesus, they cherish the gospel, they wanted to serve, and they really want to give up more of their life for God.
好，这位在大陆的教授十多年前在我们这里做几年访问学者的时候固定来我们教会。
This professor from China, he used to be a visiting scholar when he was here several years ago.
And he attended our church regularly.
He attended our church regularly.
那几年前他送 email 告诉我，他不但已经信主了，后来还担任学校基督徒教职员团契的主席。
A couple of years ago, he sent an email to me telling me that he was baptized and he was also a fellowship leader in their church.
Faculty of Christian Fellowship. 那他叫我以后去大陆的时候一定要去看看他。
He told me to visit him when I go to China.
那这次见面的时候，他提起自己当年曾经让一些向他传福音的基督徒很没面子。
So this time he told me that he actually embarrassed many Christians when he was here.
那他现在却十分感激那几位基督徒的爱心，还向我打听他们的近况。
But now he really appreciates the fact that these Christians preached the gospel to them that time.
那其中一位有爱心向他传福音吃过苦头的是朱伟京弟兄。
So one of the such Christians preached to him was Brother 朱伟京。
就是我们去年中文堂退休会其中一位专题的讲员。
He was one of the speakers in the church retreat last year in May.
那这次在交谈当中，我可以感受到这位刘教授、刘弟兄爱主侍奉主的心智，比他几年前担任团契主席的时候又更加强烈而且成熟了。
So from this time when I visited him, I could truly feel that the commitment he has for God is even more mature and stronger than it was years ago.
那半天的相处让我非常的感动，非常的感恩。
I was really touched and was really thankful for this.
那这位在台湾的姐妹，15年前我刚来伊萨格的时候，她也是位很有个性的慕道朋友。
This sister from Taiwan, 15 years ago, she was only a seeker, but a very
有个性
a very powerful personality sister
with quite a strong personality maybe. 然后她过了一两年之后，再回到伊萨格的时候，就在我们教会受洗。
But a couple of years later, she came back to Ithaca and was baptized in our church.
如今她用她所受过的专业训练，帮助台湾的大企业改善环保。
Now, by his expertise, she is helping many Taiwan companies to do a lot of environmental protection stuff.
那她有非常出色的表现，在专业上非常的忙。
She has very outstanding performance in his work and leads a very busy life.
那但是连他工作单位的上司和同事们都知道，他晚上和周末的时间一定是第一优先给教会。
But her manager and colleagues know that her evening time is devoted to the church.
那在过去十年当中，他的灵命不断的成长。
In the past 10 years, her spiritual life had been growing.
几年前在一间教会的同工及会友们的要求之下，他答应承担起牧养教会的责任。
Several years ago, by the request of many co-workers and church workers, she agreed to become an official pastor in the church.
而且他在几个月前被正式安立为牧师。
She officially became a pastor just several months ago.
在这次的旅程当中，看到这些校友们在主里面一个一个继续有好的成长，真的是很受感动，很为他们高兴。
So I was really happy and thankful to see so many alumni to have such a spiritual growth in all these years.
在罗马书第一章的第五节、第六节、第七节都还各有一句话，能够帮助我们理解什么是活出我们所相信的福音。
Romans chapter 1 verses 5, 6 and 7 each represents a concept that can help us to understand what it means to be a gospel.
第五节的一句是为他的名信服真道。
The fifth verse is the obedience that comes from faith for his name's sake.
第六节的一句是你们这蒙召属耶稣基督的人。
The next verse, you who are called to belong to Jesus Christ.
第七节的一句是奉召做圣徒。
Verse 7, called to be his people.
那这三句话彼此相关。
So all these three verses are related.
做圣徒的意思是做属神的人，也就是属耶稣基督的。
Being his holy people is to belong to God, to belong to Jesus Christ.
意思是说，我们在一个不相信神、不跟随神的大环境当中，神呼召我们来跟随他。不再随从那些不合神心意的习俗，而选择把遵从神放在第一优先。
It means that in this world that denies God, we need to continue to follow God and not to conform to the actions and deeds of this world, but to put God in our first priority.
那这也就是第五节所说的为他的名信服真道。
And this is what it means on verse 5 that says the obedience that comes from his name's sake.
我们若真心相信福音，就会有意愿去选择将圣经的教导实实在在的应用在每天的生活当中。
If we truly believe the gospel, we will be willing to put the teaching of the Bible in our lives.
当我与很多的访问学者交谈的时候，从他们的口中得知，即使是在学术界，他们也要面对很多非常不单纯的试探。
From talking to many scholars, I know that even in the academia, many scholars are constantly facing many temptations.
在那个环境当中，即使他们实在不喜欢那样做，甚至良心不安，要完全坚持而不妥协，却十分十分的困难。
In many situations, even though they don't want to do what's not good, they still, it's still very difficult for them to not compromise.
但是感谢主，有好几位曾经在我们这里聚会的基督徒回国之后，因着福音的缘故，做了与别人不同的选择。
But I thank the Lord. Many alumni who were baptized, who were with us, when they went back to their home country, they still were able to stood firmly in their belief in God.
那照片中这对夫妇，我们教会里面还很多人认识。
Many of you may know this couple here in the picture.
两年前建青弟兄也才回来过，很多人听他分享的见证都很受激励。
Even Brother Jian Qing came back 2 years ago, and many people were very amazed by his testimony.
无论在一般人的喝酒应酬上，在申请经费的拉关系上，甚至在孩子的教育上，他们都选择为了主的名，凭信心照着圣经的教导去做。
Whether in work-related parties, in college applications, or in their kids' education, they all choose to follow God's teaching and God's heart.
真的并不容易。
It is not very easy.
但主给了他们一些意想不到的祝福。
But God gave them some surprising blessings in the end.
而且他们做了与众不同的选择的时候，这反而成了福音的见证。
And the kind of choices they made also attested to the gospel.
同样的，照片中这对夫妇是在台湾一所很好的大学当教授。
This couple are professors in a very famous university in Taiwan.
他们宁可放弃许多别人所羡慕的机会，而凭着信心坚持只做主所喜悦的选择。
They had given up many opportunities.That others envied, just because they wanted to do what pleases God.
所以连不信主的同事都感到惊讶，后来产生敬佩。
So even the unbelievers were amazed and respected them.
还有学生在找他们做导师的时候，直说选他们的关键原因就是敬佩他们做出的难能可贵的选择。
And many students chose them as advisors because they were very amazed.At the kind of decisions they choose to make.
人如果不真心相信福音，就没有能力和勇气去做那样的选择。
If it were not for the gospel, they would never be able to have this determination to make the decisions they made.
但是对于真心相信福音的人来说，这样的选择不只是可能的，而且是理所当然的。
For those who truly believe in the gospel, making such decisions is not just impossible, but something they should do.
也只有在这些真心相信福音的人的身上，福音的大能会越来越清楚，而且越来越有能力的彰显。
And only in these people who truly believe in the gospel, the power of the gospel will gradually express itself out.
好，我们从罗马书第一章可以得到第三方面的劝勉。是对于我们所信的有信心有把握。
So from Romans, a third aspect we can look at is to be confident in what we believe.
保罗在十六节说：“我不以福音为耻。”
So in verse 16, Paul said he is not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么会这样说呢？
Why did he say that?
因为在一般世人的眼中，福音听起来是愚蠢、荒谬、可笑的。
Because in the world, unbelievers, gospel is ridiculous, awkward, and laughable.
而我们基督徒有的时候，因为我们人性的软弱，我们会以福音为耻。
And therefore, because of our weakness, we can be ashamed of the gospel.
想看看你信主以前有没有嘲笑过基督徒，嘲笑过基督徒所传的福音。
For example, did you ever laugh at the gospel or Christians before you became a Christian yourself?
而你信主之后，又有没有过在传福音的时候不太好意思开口，很尴尬，很别扭，怕人家笑？
And after you became a Christian, were you able, embarrassed, to preach the gospel in front of people?
这些我自己都有过。
I have experienced all of these before.
其实圣经说得很清楚。
Actually, the Bible is very clear about this.
因为十字架的道理，在那灭亡的人为愚拙，在我们得救的人却为神的大能。
For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are preaching, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God.
世人凭自己的智慧既不认识神，神就乐意用人所当作愚拙的道理拯救那些信的人，这就是神的智慧了。
For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
我们会以福音为耻，是出于我们自己的软弱，是我们对福音缺乏信心。
We are ashamed of the gospel because of our own weakness and lack of confidence to the gospel.
大家知道30年前我来美国读书的时候，原本打算快快的拿到 MBA 就立即回国到企业界大展身手。
30 years ago I came to America to get an MBA so I can go back to Taiwan and make money.
但是出乎我自己意料之外的是竟然踏进了教会而且还信了主。
But even to my own surprise, I came to church and believed in God.
那刚信主的时候，我真的不敢回国。
When I first believed, I did not want to go back.
一方面是怕我自己在企业界的环境当中没办法坚守信仰。
For one thing, I was afraid that I couldn't hold firmly to my belief in the work environment I will face.
一方面我也很怕在面对我的老同学们的时候会在信仰上被他们取笑。
I was also afraid to be laughed at by my old friends in Taiwan.
所以当时我的确有以福音为耻的软弱。
So I was also weak because I was ashamed of the gospel.
那隔了几年第一次回台湾。
So several years passed and I first went back to Taiwan.
我的大学同学们大家要跟我 一同相聚。
We had a college reunion.
那一天我虽然有勇气成为所有在座人当中唯一滴酒不沾的，但是在讲到自己为什么信主的时候还是讲得支支吾吾的。
Even though I was able to not drink in that party, but when asked why I believed in God, I was not able to answer them.
又过了几年我再次回台湾，那次才更大胆的而且心中确实带着强烈感动的来向人传福音。
Several years later, when I went back to Taiwan again, I had more courage and more passion to really preach the gospel.
我透过自己用心写下的福音信见证以及准备好的许多福音的书刊，向每一位我遇到的同学，每一位亲戚传扬福音。
By the written testimony I wrote,and the many books I prepared, I tried to preach the gospel to everybody I encountered.
但那时候的处境的确很孤单。
But I felt very alone, very lonely.
周围的人不仅是全都不信。
Not only were they all unbelievers,
而且他们第一次遇到有人像他们这样传福音，他们的反应就是很奇怪。
And they were very, they thought I'm some kind of a wacko or something.
但是如同我过去一两年跟大家所分享的，在过去十年当中我看到整个的情形开始有了扭转性的改变。
But just like what I have shared with you in the past few years, in the past 10 years, what happened to me changed me so much.
我2010年路过上海的时候，我在上海的亲戚们会一直主动我的问我信仰方面的事。
In 2010, when I went back to Shanghai, my relatives kept asking me about the gospel.
那我好几位住在上海的大学同学们也很诚恳地对我说，他们羡慕我跟随主侍奉主的选择。
Even a lot of my friends who live in Shanghai, they said that they were they really wanted this kind of determination that I have to follow God and to believe in God.
那这次在台湾，原本我以为行程很满，大概不会跟同学们、大学同学们碰面了。
So this time when I went to Taiwan, I thought I wouldn't have time to meet with my friends.
但是后来还是有同学临时安排了一个饭局，虽然通知很晚，结果还是来了六位，其中一位还提早下班，从别的城市开了一个小时的车来。
But in the last minute, six of my old buddies, they wanted to have a dinner with me, and one of them even drove 1 hour, left early from work, drove 1 hour to meet with us.
但我很惊讶的是，我们大家才坐下来，他们就说那天最重要的事情就是要我清清楚楚给他们一个交代。
What really surprised me was that just as we were sitting down, they said that I really needed to explain to them all that happened to me in all these 30 years.
Yeah, 让我讲给他们听我信主这三十年来的心路历程，因为他们想了解。
To really understand what happened in all these 30 years in my path to follow God.
他们一边听一边问问题。
So they listened and they asked many questions.
那听完之后，好几位都说我当初不敢回国的顾虑。的确是有道理的。
And they agreed with my concern, that I was afraid to go back to Taiwan when I first became a Christian.
因为毕业后的头几年，当他们抓住好机会在企业界大展身手的时候，的确有好长一段时间，他们过着钱虽然赚很多，但是却感到有很多黑暗的那样的生活。
Indeed, during those years, many of them were.Making a lot of money, but were leading a very dark lifestyle.
有的都做到心里会害怕。
Many of them were truly afraid in their heart.
有一位还差点连命都丧了。
One of them actually almost lost his life.
如今他们也体会到人生的短暂。
Today they also realize the short span of our lives.
看到很多光彩灿烂夺目的东西。其实并没有真正持久的价值。
Many things that are seemingly shining are just meteoric.
他们说他们羡慕神在我身上的带领。
And they envy the kind of guidance God has in me.
那几天之后，因为有另外一位同学也刚好从国外回台湾，同学们约好再聚一次。
A few days later, a friend also came back to Taiwan, so we had another gathering.
但是我已经排好带着家人沿着台湾东海岸南下，所以我不能参加。
But I had already arranged for my family to visit southern Taiwan, so I couldn't join them.
没想到他们聚集的那个晚上，我人在台东，哎，接到同学们打来的电话。
But in southeastern Taiwan that night, I actually got a call from my friends.
大家一个接一个跟我讲话。
One by one, they talked to me on the phone.
其中一位同学的太太和两个孩子已经于最近几年信主受洗。
So one such friend and his wife.And his two kids just got baptized a few years ago.
他开玩笑的跟我说，你这个做牧师的有责任把我们班上每位同学都带信主。
So half jokingly, he said that as a pastor, I should really have this responsibility to preach the gospel to all our friends in our class.
那其他几位也起哄着说，他们这些在台湾的人还是有希望信主的，叫认真考虑回台湾侍奉。
Many of them even said that they wanted me to go back to Taiwan to serve because they wanted to believe too.
虽然我和我大学同学们感情特别好，所以一直习惯就这样嘻嘻哈哈的。
Of course, all these were close buddies with me.
我知道他们这些玩笑的话里面还是带着一定程度的真诚。
But in their jokes, I can sense a certain level of sincerity.
我真的感受得到，大家都年过半百之后。对人生的看法确实有了改变。
I can truly feel that after being older than 50 years,
每个人都多了诚实而且深一层的反省和思考。
People will begin to have a different life, like attitudes.
而且从大环境来说，我这次回台湾清楚感觉到一些大的改变。
I also feel a very big change in Taiwan this time.
以前每次回台湾，有一件事情总是让我感到很忧心，就是到处都是大大小小的庙宇和拜拜的人。
Usually when I go back to Taiwan, I see a lot of people worshiping idols.
那这种非常压抑的感觉，我在三年前回台湾的时候都还感觉得很强烈。
Even as recent as 3 years ago, this feeling was very real.
但是这一次我发现这种感觉在减弱当中。
But this time when I went to Taiwan, I saw that the idol worshippers are decreasing.
当然台湾拜偶像的风气在今天仍然非常兴盛，但是我确实可以感觉到台湾的属灵空气已经开始在转变。
Of course, idolatry is still rampant in Taiwan, but the spiritual revival, is beginning to take a part in Taiwan as well.
最让我惊喜的是，这次我注意到传扬福音的教会在台湾各大城市的各个角落 以及许多小一点的乡镇越来越多的一间间冒了出来。
What surprised me was to see so many evangelical churches to come about in many big or small towns in Taiwan.
我在台湾这次只有遇到两个主日，一次在台北，一次在台南。
I only had two Sundays this time when I was in Taiwan.
那一次在台北，一次在台南，我都各自找了一间适合我们全家聚会的教会。
One Sunday was in Taipei, one Sunday was in Tainan, and in each of these, I tried to attend a church that's suitable for my family.
每一次去参加聚会都带给我极大的惊喜和激励。
In each church experience, I was very amazed at something.
我看到这一块有一百年之久被称为是福音印度的小岛，现在开始比较大规模的被神的爱给软化。
For 100 years, Taiwan has been called a hard-hearted place for the gospel, but now this place has been softened by the gospel.
还不只是一间间的教会在冒出来。
It's not just that churches open one after another in Taiwan.
我们在乡下地方坐计程车的时候，哎，那司机在收听福音性的节目。
But even in a rural area, the cab driver was listening on a gospel station.
我们到另外一个比较偏远的观光景点参观的时候，哎，担任义务导游的人竟然一边解说，一边很自然告诉大家他是基督徒。
When we were having a tour, the tour guide told us that she is a Christian.
我们这次回去主要一个目的是参加一个亲戚的婚礼。
One main purpose of our going back to Taiwan was to attend a wedding of a relative.
那这个亲戚全家都不信主，还是拜拜的。
All the family of the relative was idol worshippers.
但是在婚礼当中，一位大学校长上台致辞的时候，引用了圣经的话来劝勉。
But in the wedding, a principal from a college was given a dedication speech, and he used some verses in the Bible.
以前在台湾，基督徒是像稀有动物，是极少数，而且非常的隐蔽低调。
Years ago in Taiwan, Christians are like endangered species, very few in Taiwan.
现在不再一样。
But it's not so anymore.
一个个浮现出来。
They come out one after another.
而且有好的形象在社会当中得到相当正面的肯定。
And they have a very good positive affirmation from the society.
在台湾是如此，在中国大陆那就更是如此了。
It's the same thing in Taiwan and in China.
以前我们很多学生学者来美国之前都没有去过教会。
Many students who came here, they were never been to church before they came to America.
现在在国内大大小小的城镇都有公开的教会。
But in China, many towns now have their own churches.
而且在稍微大一点的城镇，你去公开教会聚会的时候，都会很惊讶，人怎么这么多？
And even in bigger cities, you'll be surprised on how many people are Christians.
崇拜之前，你15分钟或半小时到，已经没空位了。
15 or 30 minutes before the worship, there will be no seats.
这次我选择在一个主日路过安徽的一个小城，在那里做礼拜。
So I passed by a rural area in Anhui.
那因为那间教堂与诺贝尔文学奖得主赛珍珠有很深的渊源。
So in that church that I went to in that town, the church had a deep relationship with this Nobel Literature Prize winner, Pearl.
Sidon Steckelbach. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.Right.
哦，他的先生还是在康奈尔跟胡适、赵元任同学的农业经济专家。
His wife, her husband knew 胡适 back in Cornell.
嗯哼，呀，那这个教堂的进口是在一条像是菜市场的小巷子里面。
The entrance of this church was like a farmer's market entrance.
我一看到这巷子这么小，我以为那间老教会已经没什么人去了。
So from seeing how small this entrance is, I thought that there are probably not many too many people go to the church.
我到了之后大吃一惊，离崇拜开始还有十五分钟，里面已经满满的都是人，楼上楼下。
Much to my surprise, 15 minutes before the service, it's already very crowded.
我们勉勉强强挤到最后面，我整整站了一个多小时，还因为没有空间，这个双脚真的是找不到一个舒服的位置。
We barely forced ourselves to the back, and I had to stand for 1 hour, not being able to find a seat.
有另外一个主日，我们选择经过福建的厦门。
In another Sunday, we passed 厦门 in 福建 province.
去一间建立于1848年有中华第一圣堂之称的教会聚会。
To attend a church that was founded in 1848, that claimed to be the very first church in China.
Yeah, one of the very first. 那很新鲜的是早上八点半的一堂完全是闽南语，坐得满满的。
So the morning 8:30 service was conducted in Taiwanese?
Fujianese.
Same language.
那我们参加的第二堂也是以闽南语为主，讲到才翻普通话。
But in the second service, it was conducted in Fujianese, translated into Mandarin.
那因为圣诞节进来那天有儿童诗班的精彩表演，吸引了一大堆家长和亲友。
Because of Christmas, there was a youth dedication that attracted many parents and friends.
那最让我太太和我太太忍不住要叫好鼓掌的是，所有的小朋友把罗马书第八章一段很长的经文背得生动活泼，而且一字不差。
What really amazed my wife and me was that these kids were able to recite Romans chapter 8 word by word.
那我们因为想去看看十几年前、几十年前西方宣教士留下的一些历史遗迹，我们从厦门坐船去了一趟鼓浪屿。
We wanted to visit a few historical remnants or archaeological sites from Western missionaries. So we traveled to this island.
Yeah,
was it an island?
Yeah, Gulang Yu Island. 那走在一条小巷的时候，诶，我听到一家商店放的音乐实在很像是福音诗歌。
Walking in a small street, I heard this music that seemed to be gospel music.
我就忍不住就问那个老板娘，那是不是教会的诗歌？
So I asked the storefront, the seller here, is this the gospel music?
我才一问，他就认出我是基督徒，然后就很喜乐、很亲切的跟我说：“感谢主。”
So she recognized me as a Christian, and so she told me, "Thanks be to the Lord."
他那么简单的一句话，让我差时全身像电流通过一样，深受感动。
I was like electrified by hearing her.Simple thankfulness to the Lord.
那当然，我每次去国内最主要的就是教课。
Of course, my primary work in China was to teach.
那这次又是在两个不同的省份各教一门密集班的课程。
I had two very concentrated teaching classes in two different places.
每天七个半小时，早上下午都要教，连续五天。
For 5 days, 7 hours and 7.5 hours every day, I had to teach.
在一个地方还真是把我们给冷坏了。
冷或累？冷。
So those places were really freezing for us.
所以这次又是五天没洗澡。
Again, for 5 days, we did not shower.
那真的是很累，天天迫切祷告，靠主的恩典，一天一天过。
It was very exhausting for us, so we had to pray and by God's grace to live every day.
这是知了，蝉。
So, what? That was a kind of insect.
Yeah. 很好吃。
They were eating the insect.
但这次的这两门课都带给我和我太太极大的激励。
So these classes really encouraged Jenny and me.
因为看到过去几十年当中神在神州大地上所做的奇妙的工作。
We are amazed to see the work God has made in China for the past 10 years.
这次我去其中一个培训点的之前就听说主要的负责人是15年前第一批接受正式三年神学院训练的其中一位毕业生，也是我15年前有幸教过的。
In one training camp, I was able to meet one of the trainee that has been receiving official training for 3 years. He actually, I taught him 15 years ago.
所以在见面当然很高兴。
So of course, I was really happy to see him.
出乎我意料之外的是，还遇到另外两位我在另外一个地方10年前教过的姐妹。
To my surprise, I also met two sisters whom I also taught 10 years ago.
遇到他们当然很高兴。
Of course, I was happy to see them again.
更高兴的是，这次他们的家人也成为我班上的学生。
What's even more fun is that even her family became a student of my class this time.
这当中包括其中一位姐妹的女儿。
This includes a daughter of the sisters.
是大学外文系毕业的，英文非常流利。
She studied in English in college, and her English is really good.
那这件事情让我非常感恩。
I'm very thankful for this.
因为十多年前。在大陆农村基督徒家庭的一大挣扎是要不要让孩子继续读完初中之后还继续读下去。
Even 10 years ago, many rural Christian countries in China were still struggling to decide whether their kids should continue their education after middle school.
多半家庭的孩子因为经济的缘故，他们就没有继续读。
Many families were not able to support financially for their kids to continue their education.
但是当时海外的基督徒领袖他们有长远的眼光。
But many overseas Christians had a very provident vision.
他们就一再劝勉家庭教会的领袖一定要鼓励孩子们一路读下去，读到至少大学毕业。
They encouraged many family churches to make to help their kids to have education through college.
那海外的机构也专门提供奖学金来让这些孩子读书。
They even provided scholarship to support them financially.
如今我亲眼看到这些农村基督徒家庭十多年前凭信心所做的选择已经在开花结果了。
And indeed, now I see the fruits of all these Christian families from the country area in China.
他们很多人的孩子如今都大学毕业了，成为教会的生力军。
Many of their kids now graduated from college, and they are good warriors for the church.
他们充满着热情，积极地传扬福音。
They have the passion to preach the gospel.
影响的层面不再是农村，也不再是一个个城镇，而是一大片一大片的地方。
They affect not just the country or the city.But wide regions in China.
而且他们的好名声连地方政府的官员都知道，而且肯定。
And even the government officials affirm to their good deeds.
那另外一位来正式上课的学生是其中另外一位姐妹的先生。
So another student this time was the husband of another sister.
早先是那个姐妹，她先现身做全职的传道人。
First, that sister gave herself to be a full-time minister.
那她先生大概小我一两岁。
And his husband is a few years younger than I am.
现在也从工作上退下来，接受培训，要做全职的传道人。
He also left his job and became a full-time trainee to want to devote his entirety to God.
感谢主，他们的儿子现在也在国内一流的大学读硕士。
And their son is also a study master in a very famous college in China.
我说这些是让大家知道，我们所信所传的福音真的是带给人祝福的好消息。
So I want to say that the gospel we believe is one that brings blessings to who believe it.
我们不但不需要以福音为耻，而且可以大有信心的以福音为荣。
We should not be ashamed of the gospel, but we need to be confidently be pride in the gospel.
所以今天如果我们向别人传福音的时候被拒绝，甚至被取笑，不要太在意。
So don't be discouraged when people laugh at you because of the gospel.
不是我们所信的福音不好。
It's not that our gospel is bad.
只是我们的亲戚朋友现在还看不见自己的需要，还没有预备好来接受它。
It's because our friends and family haven't yet seen their needs for the gospel.
这些情形是会改变的。
But all of these will change.
不只是一个个的个人会改变，连整个大环境都有可能改变，也已经开始在改变。
Change not just in the individuals, but in the big regions of a nation, they all will change.
所以只要我们自己好好的为所信的福音而活。
All we have to do is just live a good gospel life.
我们尽上自己的一份心力，向周围的人去传福音，分享主的爱。
And to give a little bit of our heart to preach the gospel to the people around us.
就有可能 看到有一天这福音的大能也开始在这些人的身上一点一点的产生改变。
Then we will see the power of gospel to bring change on these people one bit at a time.
最后我要说，虽然我们两个星期之后才会讲罗马书十二章，正式开始这学期一系列的主日信息。
Even though the Sunday sermon on Romans will not officially start until 2 weeks later.
我希望听了今天的信息之后，我们都会开始反省思想。
I ask you to truly reflect upon after today's message.
福音的大能是否确实清楚地在我的身上彰显？
Whether the power of the gospel can truly and clearly be expressed in me.
我是否是一个真心相信福音的人？
And do I truly believe in the gospel?
我是否在每天的生活当中活出我所相信的福音？
Do I truly live out the gospel I believe in the lives I live?
我们来唱一首回应的诗歌。
Let us sing the song in response.
希望这首诗歌能够成为我们诚心所愿向神的奉献。
May this song be our sincere heart to follow God.
用你习惯的语言来唱。
You can sing in either English or language or Chinese.
亲爱的宝贵耶稣，你爱何等的甘甜，我的心深深被你吸引，爱你是我的喜乐，一生爱你，一生敬拜你，一生爱你，一生荣耀你，一生奉献，一生不回头，一生爱你，跟随你。试着用英文来唱一次。
Let's sing in English.
So precious, my Jesus, how sweet and pure is your love. You have drawn me deeper in love with you. My joy is filled loving you.With all my love, I will worship you. With all my life, glorify your name. I give my life, never turn away. I will love you all my days. 从头。亲爱的宝贵耶稣，你爱何等的甘甜，我的心深深被你吸引，爱你是我的喜乐。我们一同起立。
Let's stand up.
一生爱你，一生敬拜你，一生爱你，一生荣耀你，一生奉献，一生不回头，一生爱你，跟随，一生爱你，一生敬拜。一生爱你，一生敬拜你，一生爱你，一生荣耀你，一生奉献，一生不回头，一生爱你，跟随。主啊，你的爱是宝贵的。
Dear Lord, your love is precious.
你的爱是甘甜的。
Your love is sweet.
主啊，愿意在这一年当中，我们更深的被你的爱吸引。
In this new year, let us be attracted to your love even more.
不是出于人的意志，人的努力。
Not just from our own will or good work.
而是被你的爱摸着。
But be touched by your love.
在你的爱中，我们的心更多的被软化。
In your love, our hearts will be softened.
心甘情愿的把最好的献给你。
To be willing to give our best to you.
一生爱你，一生敬拜你。
To love you all my life, to worship you all my life.
一生爱你，一生荣耀你。
To love you all my life and to glorify you all my life.
一生奉献，一生不回头。
To give all in my life, to never return in my life.
听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 请坐。